So I started Citywide Pets in 2006. Premium pet care service, cats, dogs, rats, birds, fish, reptiles, and the like. At the time, just like any other respectable grown-up, I was working in corporate America and also a pet owner, taking care of other folks' pets on the side, part-time basis for free. There was a point where I got overwhelmed and figured, well, let me get everyone to scale back a little bit. I've got to charge you guys. At the same time, coincidentally, I was laid off, and everyone said, okay, no problem, how much? So that presented a problem and an opportunity, A, because it was my first time as a budding small business owner. This was not a life plan. I've always loved animals, but I went full tilt, and one thing that I didn't bank on, along with the personnel and the backroom operations and building a client list and that sort of thing. And by the way, call Citywide Pets first. I love Matt, but call Citywide Pets first. Is how nuanced the human piece to all this is, because we see animals every day, and they're always happy and smiling and full of joy, even though we've only been there, you know, less than 24 hours beforehand. But we often do consults for our pet owners, and then we don't see them, you know, maybe annually in line at Whole Foods. Folks get married, divorced. They have babies, heartache, all sorts of things. So Citywide Pets is full tilt. In the beginning, it was just myself, and there was a lot of on-the-job training. The learning curve was hella steep. And one thing that I realized early on is, you know, because super confident, manageable ego, I'm not rude, but, you know, I occupy some space willingly, gladly, happily, is that people have these connections with their animals that are unmatched. You know, in the state of Maryland, animals are regarded as property. But as a pet owner, and many of you who will probably agree, I mean, these, you know, are our babies. And I always tell folks in consults that you have to be as crazy as we are in order for this relationship to work. Sometimes people go full tilt with that. You know, I'm just talking about a little loony, not certifiable. And the other piece to all this that I didn't understand in the beginning was that there is something that connects the penguin in the lobby with the little turtle, me, you, your children, your colleagues, your neighbors, your gerbils, your rats, your goats, is what? Poop. Okay. I'm an owner-operator, so basically 8 days a week, I'm managing, negotiating poop. And our day-to-day is, no lie, our day-to-day is, and I have a degree in microbiology, you know, I wasn't planning on being a master of poop. But it comes down to that. Pet owners need to know that they're regular, that their partners are regular, that their animals are regular. One lovely couple in Federal Hill, early on, you know, as I said, I'm cutting my teeth and learning how to interact with humans in a different way. Oh my goodness. And a lovely couple in Federal Hill on Montgomery Street. Husband and wife, I'll name them Frank and Franny, okay? We've never had any clients named Frank or Franny, so I'm safe. And they've since moved to Florida. The husband was a geodesist. Put your phones away. A geodesist uses satellites and land surveys to create a picture of the Earth's measurements Yeah. And the wife just stayed at home. And you're probably wondering why they paid for a service to come walk their dog when someone was home and could walk the dog. I don't know. And I don't mind. Just as long as they spelled our names correctly on the check is okay. So I'm also a conservationist. I don't like waste. So my routine typically, and to this day, is in a nutshell. Okay, you walk the dog poops. You gather the poop, you contain it in a poop bag, and they come in varying sizes. Leave the poop outside of the resident's door, take the dog in, come out, take the poop to the next stop. Now, some of you might find this gross. I see it as an opportunity to reduce and minimize waste. And this particular household with this lovely couple in Federal Hill had a little planner out in front of their entrance. And I'm coming back with Jake. Jake is the name of the Border Collie mix, by the way. Come back with Jake, put the poop outside, take care of Jake, love on him, leave. Later that evening, I get a phone call from Franny in a voice message. And she mentions that she would like me to keep my eyes and ears open. Some degenerate fucker, her words, was quietly leaving bags of poop at the entrances of the neighborhood residents. Now, I don't know how you discern motive. Why is this person a degenerate? Maybe it was an error. And it could have been a mistake. Because then I suddenly realized I was the one who made the mistake. But she was just full tilting off the rails with it. And so I'm wondering how do you discern motive? And what's with all the heteronormative nonsense? You know, this person could be a he. You know, she said, he this and he that. I'm going to talk to the neighbors and this and that. And I said, oh, my goodness, I need to get over there and have a conversation with her. Completely sorry, ready to apologize, and to get everything sorted out. She launches into a monologue, because I couldn't get a word in edgewise, a monologue about how this person needed to be stopped and South Baltimore was under siege. That the liberty-loving residents of Otterbein, Federal Hill, Locust Point, I mean, we're in crisis. And she named this person the Unipooper. What ended up happening is that by the time I got to her house, she had already started composing a small ad for the neighborhood newsletter. She then started a meetup group, which had a great turnout. I know this because she asked me to attend. I showed up for the first meeting. Great turnout. I think people were evenly split. No one was really confused. They understood Franny perfectly. And were either in total agreement or thought this was total bullshit and a waste of their time. So from what I understand, the second meetup group had maybe two folks in attendance, her and one other. But never did I imagine that I would have to negotiate or reconcile domestic terrorism as part of, you know, a premium pet care service. So, several things that I've learned along the way. A, that if you close, everyone in this room, if you close your eyes for the next 5 seconds and listen to the sound of my voice, okay, and imagine that you're a potential new client of Citywide Pets, and then now open your eyes, I show up to the door. Is this what you were expecting? Be honest. No, you weren't. But it's a trust industry, and I've had a lot of fun creating good relationships with people that have lasted for years. And unfortunately, actually on my way in 5 minutes before the show, one of our clients of 9 years messaged me that her her dog had to be euthanized. So there's the heartache, and then there's a horrifying comedy of the Unipooper story. But the larger story is that I love my work. We have a great team. I'm always grateful to be out when it's raining, when it's cold, when it's dark, when it's icy, on the weekends, late at night, when maybe I have just a small window of time to have sex. But then there's this commitment that I also have to our clients, and it's real. I always choose the client. I'm not sure what this says about me, but what I've learned is that I love animals more than people. And while I'm not antisocial, I can tell the difference between cat poop and dog poop with my eyes closed. Thanks for listening.